Hey guys, welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the Nook by Joyride. I'm so excited that we are back on set. We've just done one episode of The Nook and you guys really enjoyed it, and so I'm glad to be back here with my amazing guests. I will go straight into introducing them, or I will let you ladies introduce yourselves.
Don't be shy.
I'll let you girls do it. So I will start here next to me, and we're okay. Matching.
We're matching twins. Hi, everyone. My name is Sharon K. Mwangi. I am also a podcaster. I'm a podcast host. I am an entrepreneur. I am a digital content creator. And I'm happy to be here.
Welcome.
I mean, it's about time, yeah. Cheryl.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. And her podcast is The Best Kept.
The Best Kept Secrets, yeah. Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to follow with. Hi, guys. My name is John Melly. I am also part of a podcast, one of four. The name of our podcast is Sandwich Podcast. I'm also a digital creator and I'm a student too.
Welcome. Yeah, Last but not least,
hi, guys. My name is Stephanie Nganga. I'm a digital content creator, the host of my show, The SNS, and a cat mom. Thank you.
Mama is working.
Welcome, everyone. How are you feeling?
Excited.
Yeah? Nervous? Yeah. No?
No.
Good, excited. Good.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
My heart is pounding.
Oh, really?
It should be chill. Giggling. I was like, yay.
It should be chill. We'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. Our conversation today is about the first date feeling. I hope you guys can remember something about a first date somewhere down the line. Yeah.
Mean for where kuka?
You make a weird.
I feel like that's me too. Like, I've been with the same guy for 7 years plus. So I hope I'll remember. Actually, the first time Barack said we should have this conversation, I was like, I don't think really? We should have it. I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
But let's see where the conversation goes. Okay. I hope you guys will tune in and stay excited. Something to note, our campus tours are back this season. And we're taking them outside Nairobi. It's exciting for all of us. We'll share the dates and the stops as time goes by. And also, we're going to have our big bash. You know, we have to end season 4 with a bang. So please also follow us on all our pages, Joyride, TikTok, Wanjiru Ben, to keep, what is it called?
Updated.
Yeah, on when... Once we announce those dates. Okay, are you ready for this conversation?
Ready.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass this jar around. We all pick a question, and then we all answer it together. So I'll let you guys go first.
I
can't start.
She said, no,
then
just
you
arrived.
Pass to Joanne.
I just arrived.
Then you pass to Joanne. I'll do the last.
Okay.
I'll be the last one. All right, Sharon, you can take the stage.
Okay. Do you share your location pin with a friend during a first date?
I do. Yeah. My best friends and my brother have my location on 24/7.
Oh.
But then they watch me like seems. Like, yeah. Where is this character?
It's funny you say that. My friend Tara, shout out to you. She just texted me, I'm seeing you in my hood.
Okay, share your location.
Share your location.
Yeah, so I do. I just also because of safety and
yeah.
I don't know why we started doing it, but we just do. And I also enjoy watching them sometimes. I was like, where are you off to today? Where are you going? Because I did not hear this conversation so about your location.
I've never shared a location, but when my friends go on first dates, I always tell them, share in fact his picture, share his phone number, his full name,
and
where you're meeting him. Because you never know, especially if you meet them on a dating site.
Yeah.
There's so many creepy people out there. Yeah. And like, as a woman, your safety is never guaranteed.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, share everything so we know where you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I think also as Sharon, I would know. So like, my friend would tell me like the restaurant we're going to, so of course I'd have that. But something I'm also keen on even sharing myself is Uber trips. So like, if I Uber to the place, I'll share with my friends like, this is my Uber too and my Uber back.
For sure.
I think we've done that before.
All right, that was an easy one, Joanne. Over to you.
Let's go. What do you prefer after a first date when you get home? A, send a thank you message. B, reflect on the date. C, discuss dates with friends. D, wait to be contacted.
So I'm discussing the date with my friends while right? on the date. Yeah. I'm texting
them while like on the date. The group, the group chat is on fire.
It's not looking good, bro.
When I those bathroom breaks,
exactly.
Best believe I'm calling.
Like a quick call.
Yeah,
he came smelling like Dior. So I don't like. Chanel, girl, red flag. You know, but. What I do after, that's it. I'll send the thank you message
first. Yeah.
And then, of course.
Even if it went.
Yeah, what if the date wasn't great?
Yeah.
I just have to appreciate it. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't want to see you again.
You would tell them?
Yeah, like, I do. I actually do. I'll tell them, oh, this was really lovely, but I don't think I can see you again.
Oh.
Wow. I don't have the balls to do that. I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghoster.
I used to, my friends called me out on that. They said being terrible because there's someone who caught insane feelings about that
ghosting
thing. He was upset. He found me one time in the club, and he's like asking me, "Why did you ghost me?" I'm like,
"This is not the time.
It wasn't gonna happen. This is not the time." Don't get me drowning shirts, right?
Yeah.
So now these days, I just tell you, I really enjoyed myself, but I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna be able to see you again.
What do they respond? Like, it's fine.
I don't wait for that
response. Block.
Oh my god, you guys are savages.
Shout out to that.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, but also, like, during the date, you can tell
if it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Still, if you start talking to me rudely or just being some type of, I'll call you out immediately. But then I'll wait till the date is over and then I'll be like, okay, fine. Even if you apologize after the date, I'll just let you know I'm not going to see you again.
Or even sometimes you're just not vibing.
Literally.
There's nothing wrong. It's just not giving.
The connection is
not
there.
It's not connecting.
Girl, you
were so interesting.
What were the other points?
So send a thank you message. That is A. B, reflect on the date. C, discuss the date with friends. D, wait to be contacted.
A, B, and C. I don't think I've waited to be contacted.
You contact them instead.
Yeah, I'll just be like, thank you. Even just like I got home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. About the, I don't know the date. Yeah. I don't know. Never see me again.
I
just say thank you. I got home.
Like, thanks for the date.
That's it.
But then it comes with a question. Or can we do this again? And then I have to tell you no.
Okay, if they ask you, like,
but you leave the door open.
There's ones that I had to just say it outright because in between, like in the date, when we're having the date, during the date rather, the conversation was just not.
It wasn't
right. Yeah, so I just had to tell you before you even think about it. Let me stop you right there.
It's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work. Maybe that's what I'm
saying. Maybe Sharon and I are just leaving doors and windows open.
Maybe
he was just having a bad day.
Maybe he should have had
a good day.
Yeah. I think we can all definitely agree then we send thank you.
And also discussing love.
Yeah, definitely. That was two top. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Steph, over to you.
So the first one is a must ask question for a first date. And the second is the most interesting first date question you have ever been asked.
Okay.
Ooh, child.
She must ask.
I can't remember.
Like, are you married?
Are you married, betrothed, with children?
Will someone be upset that you're here today?
Yeah. So I think if you were to go on a date today,
what's the first?
Yeah, like what's a question you have to ask?
Gosh, guys, me, I'm a deep soul. Me, I dive into it. Like, values. Like, so what do you hold dear? Like, I'm a
childhood
deep soul.
Trauma?
Maybe that's why.
Who hurt you?
Yeah.
What is the reason?
What are your traumas?
Let's unpack. I'm a deep soul, guys.
I love the married one.
Are you married?
Yeah,
I have to ask you. But that's a conversation I would have before the date.
Okay.
And then also during the date, like, okay, yes, you can tell me you're not married, but then is someone gonna be upset that you're here with me tonight?
Are you with children?
would you trust their answer though?
That's
considering
why
you don't know them too well.
Yeah,
like, that's why doing I think face to face would
be
help me kind of tell them, because if you now start hesitating, there's something going on behind there. But Nairobi is dangerous.
Either way, small
marriage.
just my friend. We live together and we have kids.
I think for context, are we comfortable answering if we're in a relationship or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm single.
Okay.
So.
Married.
Relationship.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
For context.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
God, when?
So I think we're praying for you.
Please do. Yeah.
Maybe he's watching this. You never know.
Yeah, you never
love
know.
Love of my life. Hey.
any interesting questions you've been asked first date?
For me, the question I have to ask is, what are your red flags? Because I realized with men, if you ask them, they'll tell you. If you don't ask, you will never know. You'll have to
find out
yourself. Like, date them, then it comes out. Yeah. So there's a date I went on and I asked him. I was like, oh, so what do you consider your red flags? And he told me he feels like his red flag is that his vice in life is women. I was like, come
on. Yeah.
I was like, take my bag and let me leave. Because, because if your vice in life is women, then it means women are always going to be a problem for us in our relationship. It's like drugs, like your drug is women. And I was just like, and you know, before then, I was starting to feel his vibes.
Mm.
So if I hadn't asked that question, I'd probably be in the trap. Like, I would have actually believed
That's
him.
Actually
and
very
yeah,
yeah,
I would have gone along with, like, whatever he was telling me. Once he told me that, like, my mind switched off. I was just there for a good time. I ate my food.
You knew it wasn't going anywhere.
No. Yeah.
That's actually very interesting.
But it
I
also
think
takes
one that I lean on to more these days is, do you have a drinking problem? Have you do you have a drug problem? Those two are very important, because first, alcoholism is such a red flag to me. Like, the minute I see you cannot control your liquor, you do not know how to handle liquor. That means you lack discipline in some sort of way. I usually say, for a man not to know how to handle alcohol, you lack discipline.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I usually ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was your last relationship?
That's a good one.
Not a case of yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happened? I asked what happened in your last relationship.
And immediately
yeah,
they
like,
said
how did
she was
end
crazy.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I can flip it. What question would you want men to ask you on your on a first date? Like, from a woman's perspective. What question would you want to hear?
You tell us.
Do I know?
I think for me to definitely be, how best would I like to be shown support and love? Not how you think I want to. So ask me that, and then I will tell you.
There's this one statement that usually say, yes, you might love me, but I don't feel loved by you. So ask me how best
you can
love
me.
That would be a really good one. Yeah.
We're all deep souls.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a deep nice
question.
I'm
going
to grab the tissues in a few.
Church? I like that one. I'm piggybacking on that one.
Honestly, I don't know.
Now I'm just like, why did not ask this man these things?
Go.
What is your relationship with money?
Oh. You'd want to ask them, or they ask
you? Want
you?
To be asked.
I would want to ask them.
Oh,
okay.
That's a big one,
Also, because I value family so much. What's your relationship with your family? Because I don't think I can be with someone who has a very strange relationship
with
family.
Because
I'm
big
very
to you.
Committed and very strong with my family. Like, we're close, extremely close. So you can't be in the space and then we're just like, and what to work or wapi?
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
that's
it
a
would
good
be very
one.
Weird for me. So, and also, how's your relationship with faith or God? Are you a believer? Because I am Christian and I don't think it would be possible for me to navigate a relationship with someone who does not believe in
God
or Allah.
It would be tough.
It would be hard for me to navigate that relationship.
I want to... We're not on a date, obviously, sorry.
Yeah,
but
we
I'm
are.
Curious, especially about the question of faith. So... would you consider yourself as... This turned into an interview, right?
Go for it.
SNS. Do you consider yourself a staunch person when it comes to your faith?
No, because I'm learning. I'm learning and learning new things because the faith that I had before, let's say, let me term it as that, just what my parents instilled in me. I did not have a personal relationship with God.
Okay.
So now that I'm older and I'm aware of whatever I'm doing and I'm aware of the teachings of and the word of God, I have to do it on my own. It's a very personal thing right now.
Okay.
It's just not because Mama Mesema to in the church. It's just because I want to do this.
Okay.
So I can't say I'm a staunch, but say let's say I'm learning. I'm getting there. But I'm not too strict.
Okay.
Takuchapa.
And on the question of faith, now that we're there, is it down to denomination? Or, for example, I'm Catholic and my partner is not.
Okay.
And so,
no, it's not. I don't
care. For me, denomination, yeah, it's also not a, it's
all right, not a big, yeah, issue for, okay, me. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my grandmother, for her, it is, but for me, it's not. It's really, yeah, not.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, I think the foundation is believe in God.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe in,
that's
God.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, that's a foundation. The rest we can build up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree as well. That's also a first date question for me, for sure.
Faith.
Yes. Okay. I have to know, like, what are your values? What is your moral compass? Where do you draw it from? Is it from God? Is it from other things? Do you believe in God? What are your thoughts about him and religion in general?
Right.
Those are definitely questions I have to ask. Yeah.
Another one, therapy. Are you in therapy?
Yes.
Oh, and if they're not?
It's not an issue.
It's about damn time.
I mean, sign up.
Yeah,
sign
up. Yeah.
Like, are you in therapy? Have you ever tried it?
Let me throw a spanner in the works. Because that same date I was talking about earlier with the guy who told me he's whatever is women, his vice is women.
He was in therapy.
He was in therapy. And in fact, because he picked me up, the whole car ride to the date, he was telling me about his therapy sessions. So for me, who therapy is such a big part of me, I was already like in getting boxed.
Yeah.
I was into it. I'm like, what do you mean? He's telling me he has a life coach and a therapist.
Hey.
He's telling me, oh, you know, my therapist was saying this and this and this.
Hey.
Oh, you know, when I went to therapy, I found out this and this about myself.
He came armed
or my life coach. Yeah, he's telling me all of these things. And I think that there are some men who have realized that this is a thing that women like to
hear. Yeah. Weaponizing it.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted
exactly.
To
say. They're weaponizing it.
Even
so exactly,
therapy
so
term.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they know, like, if they say words like gaslighting,
buzzwords,
like, oh, this guy, he knows, exactly. So you have to be with that one. You have to actually like
a discernment,
discern properly if he's actually genuine or he's saying it to get.
But they usually sell themselves out, especially if you've never been to any therapy session. So I was in a situation where someone was using weaponizing therapy and to manipulate me in, yeah, let me say that. And he used to throw these terms and say, I had this session with my therapist, and he would tell me the therapist has told them to do something. And I was like, gotcha. Because I asked him one time, what's the name of your therapist? I asked for the place where he was at. So I just started searching. I'm like, trying to find out who this girl is so I can report her to the board.
To revoke her license.
Revoke her license, because what is she telling you to do, what and who and why? It's like, it's very easy, because if you've had experience with therapy, you can know. They'll really sell themselves short. They cannot stick to the scripts, rather.
All right, next up, let's go to the next question. Are we done with Steph? The one you had?
Okay.
What in your experience is the main objective of a first date? I think let's answer B first. How many first dates have you been on?
Hey. As a single
how
girl.
Much time? since when?
Give us a time.
I'll go first. Let me see. I want to count only my serious relationships. So maybe 3-4. I don't know. Guys, I've been in my relationship for a very long time, and you guys know that. Yeah.
Well,
I stopped going on first dates
in the beginning.
2015, 2013.
Okay. Well, I started dating at like 18, because I finished high school at 16. So, God, Jesus. quite a bit. I've been on quite a bit of first dates, but
Yeah, that's what we're going to
say. I don't even have a number. I can't. A range. Okay, like maybe 20 first dates. Yeah, because some of them don't end up in a relationship.
Yeah.
Some are just first dates and then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe like 20-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Joanne?
Ooh, same.
Okay.
And maybe we talk about this year only.
It's going to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. I have been on... a lot. But I took a break from it. So let's just start counting from... last month.
Okay. Why did you take a break? Do you want
to
share?
I was literally complaining to Steph. I was telling her how I am really tired of explaining my, like what I do and who I am.
Oh, like those questions.
Get to know me.
Yeah. Just talking for questions.
I know, boring. Yeah. I was just saying, please come pre-installed with information about me. Please.
Yeah.
Because like, I can't start from the jump.
Google me.
Yeah. Instagram, you have Twitter. Yeah. Just look for me. You'll find some information about me. So I'm really getting tired of that. That's why I took a break. I took a long break, I think, from last year, September, till most recently.
Mm.
Yeah. Think a month or two ago, that's when I started going. So since then, five.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's terrible.
It's not looking good, bro.
It's not looking good, bro. Because
So for me, I'm currently in my third year in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I have to count before that. I think they haven't reached 10. Even 10 is a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm on. I'm not yet married.
Yeah. I feel like I should show. What, in your experience, is the main objective of a first date?
I mean, to get to know the person.
Yeah. How much? Like, basics.
Yeah.
Yeah, basics.
Basics.
Mm. And... okay, no, I lied. No, not basics for me.
You didn't know that.
I feel like I'm such a conversation person.
Okay.
Like, I get tied in. How I know I'm going to have a second date with you is if our first date, the conversations were great and we were vulnerable and you were able to open up and we were able to share things. I mean, I don't want you to tell me your entire life story and your deepest, darkest fears, but there has to be some level of vulnerability in the first date if we're going to have an emotional connection that will bring up a relationship eventually. So just beyond the basics. Basics is for like the first 1 hour.
Like, after what do you do?
I'm just like, are you ready for marriage? When would you desire marriage? Like, after that, I want to know, like know more. Yeah.
Oh, I think that marriage conversation is also a good for a first date. Yeah. Like, to want to know if somebody wants.
Like
the long haul thing.
Exactly. Like, do you have the same goals in terms of
are
that?
Are you guys watching wasting time. Love is Blind, the current season?
Yes. Oh, girl.
We can get
not
into
me.
Hectic.
I'll catch up, guys. I'll catch up.
Hectic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think same thing, but I think because I'm quite young, so I'm not really looking forward to... Let's say I'm not yearning for... marriage.
Like,
it's not something that I'm looking at in the next 5 years. No, it's not. So for me right now, it's just getting to know each other, getting to know people, just the basics and whatnot. And also, I realized dating is actually such a really nice networking thing.
Yeah.
It has been really, really good for me on that end. So that's why I'm not in a relationship. I'm just finding people that I can work
friends.
With and work with.
Friends.
Usually just friends and just even business-wise, it's been working out well. So just the basic getting to know someone, your values, and just getting to know different kinds of people because there's so many people out here.
Yeah.
And I realize also just sticking to the people that I know is restricting me from many other things. So getting to know how people think in different ethnicities and whatnot, it's quite interesting.
Yeah. Steph?
It's on a date for fun.
Yeah. Objectives of our first date.
I reiterate everything. So maybe just like the conversation. I'm also big on body language. Are you fidgety? Are you sweat? Are you... what, so that I see if when we are sat together, what does that look like? Also, I think just hearing people's thought processes. So I just throw something and be like, okay, so that would be interesting. So I think maybe it would be conversation and body language.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I attracted to you? Like, can I?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like you can meet someone on a whim and be like, oh, they're good on the eye, but the longer you're like actually,
what made me attracted to that? Which unhealed part of me? Attracted to that.
So I'm very big on body language.
Okay. Yeah. Go. We're back.
It's my turn.
Yeah, pass it around.
Oh no, it's so big.
The composition.
Let me shake. Take a baby one.
I'm so scared. I feel like the chair will reach and it will break.
Go, Sharon.
Okay. What do you consider before going into a second date? That's part A. What do you consider before going into a second date?
First, were you smelling good? Was your breath okay?
Attraction. Am I attracted to how you were dressing?
Good conversation, of course. Sharing similar values. And even if they're not exactly the same, they're not too far off.
Is a foundation.
Is a foundation to something. And if I had fun, to be honest. I love having fun, so I need to have had fun.
Because they're banter. Because
I throw jokes any chance I get. So if you are not catching
them. Did you catch them?
I'm sorry.
Especially because you talk with a lot of like, we both talk like in a lot of meme references. TikTok.
So did you get them?
Second, they're saying it's giving and he's like, it's giving what?
What does that mean?
Okay, those are the 35-year-olds. These are the ones who don't get.
What is it giving?
What is it giving?
Yeah, or I say purr and it's like, huh?
Yeah.
Are you a cat?
What's that?
Yeah.
No, for me, it's like, did I laugh?
I value a man who can make me laugh.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Did I laugh? Did I have a good time, like you were saying?
Yeah.
I mean, other than like the conversation was great, like, do I actually enjoy my time?
And am I looking forward to seeing
you again?
Yeah. That's actually something big that I look for. I'm just like, if I'm actually excited, I'm like, oh, let's do it again. I'm like, yes, tomorrow. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Does it matter where he takes you? So like, let's say, no, not like where, I think what you end up doing. So like, the first date could be dinner.
Mm.
So maybe you didn't enjoy the food and that maybe
makes the whole date. I can't fault you to that because if the food is terrible, it's not your fault.
Okay, so the activity of the first date, that does it matter? Does it not?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Yeah. But also, I usually say that a first date should be light. Nothing too crazy for you both.
Nothing too heavy.
Can I take you hiking?
Just a dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe. I was very stuck on don't take me out for dinner because that's a very long process. Like, we can do something very light so we can both loosen up to each other.
Okay.
So I'd say like cocktails or coffee, just something very light.
Yeah.
And then from there, if you feel like, let's keep it going, we can now do dinner.
Build it up. Yes. Build it up. Okay. Next question.
Part B is, if you don't get asked on a second date, do you take it personally?
Oh.
My ego.
Right? I'm like, how dare you?
I think I would take it personally.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Especially then if didn't ask you on a second
date. Yeah, I would be. Upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be mad.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you don't
especially
like
if you enjoyed it and you were waiting for a second one.
That would have hurt. So you're saying I'm boring. I don't like it when it's
if you hate
us.
Me, just say.
Yeah.
It hurts more when they look like they genuinely had fun with you.
I love and they never call that, you.
Never call you. No.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts. That's
sorry. The previous question, I forgot to mention something. Mm. The time between the first and the second date. And how it was would also guide whether I want to go on a second date.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's assume the first date was great,
mm-hmm.
but your communication between those times were a bit scarce.
Ah,
I got you. I don't even really want to sign up for this, you know.
Yeah.
So that time.
Like you never reached out, never texted. Mm. Okay.
Then just randomly, let's go on a.
That was like,
no.
Calm down.
Who are you? I even forgot about you.
Yeah.
There's a new bombshell in the villa.
In the villa, exactly.
Let's be serious.
A new bombshell has entered the villa. Okay, Joanne, over to you.
Oh, okay. In your experience, do you think you have disappointed someone on a first date?
Oh man, this is introspective.
Define disappointed.
Of course not looks.
Whether
really
I have
gorgeous.
Or they have.
If like, the, you I have.
I disappointed personally. Them.
Okay. I have.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went in there with a shifty mood. And as much as he was trying, I was not willing to commit to that first. I was just not into it at all.
So. Did he tell you?
No.
Or how did you know?
He was just like, you seem off. Are you okay? I was like, I had a
did I do
day.
Something?
You know, and then it's not even their fault. But I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you healed. Yeah, so I didn't even get to experience him fully. So definitely I have.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. At least I looked pretty.
At least you showed up.
Good to look at.
Yeah, at the very
good.
Least.
She's good on the eye.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm a lot of fun, so I don't think so.
You've disappointed.
And I've not had negative feedback. So I think we're good on that.
Sharon?
No, me, I'm perfect.
I want to stick ball. By the fact that I did not disappoint you.
You're married. You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing amazing.
Let's get on show.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of this.
For real.
Your next step. Like you can read. That was the only question.
On okay. Just that.
I think I'm getting like the long ones. Okay. So what feeling do you experience most around first dates? So there's nervous, excitement, curiosity, apprehension, self-confidence, expectations, openness, hopefulness.
Hey. Openness and curiosity.
Okay.
Yeah. Just openness is just that I'm willing to learn about someone. Mm-hmm. Curiosity is, why did you ask me out on the first date? What is that that attracted you to me? I just want to see. And why did I also say yes?
Mm. Yeah. I think expectations, but more so because I need clarity. I hope you're not expecting so much from me, especially from the first meeting. Mm-hmm. And hopefulness. I hope we do this again. That's if I like it. If I don't, sorry, bruv.
Truly, being single is different. Yeah. You can really do the conversations.
Nervous for me, just because I have social anxiety. Okay. So, like, I'm usually anxious when I get there.
Mm.
Then, if it's, like, going well, then, like, I usually calm down. So, nervous and excited. Like, I'm excited, but, like, nervous. Yeah, those two.
For me, it's excitement and hopefulness, like it turns out into something beautiful. Yeah. At least, even if it's a friendship, like at least let's make something, let's form something.
No apprehension.
Unless it's shady. But where am I going when I just get shady?
Okay. I mean, I think I can get why someone would feel apprehended, especially which would be the opposite of openness. Especially now, if you're hopeful, that means you have to open yourself up and get to know someone. And it can be tasking.
Or even like the traumas you've gone through. So maybe like your last relationship.
I should have added that then.
I got you, girl. I would go even
deeper. Like if you've lost your partner like to death or something, I'm sure the first date after
must be apprehensive.
Reflecting back on your previous relationships that have ended, what was the difference between your first dates and your last dates in the specific relationships? So think about your first. Think about your last relationship. So think about the first date and the last date. What was the difference?
Between
that first date and the last date. I mean, I think by the last date, I'd lost all respect. For like, I'd lost all respect for you. I was ready for this to end.
Love bombing was no longer there.
Yeah.
So I didn't get no gifts.
It was like a very transactional.
Also same thing, lost all respect. And I really didn't care to be in his presence. Yeah. I was just like, God, when will you leave me alone?
Yeah.
That kind of situation.
For me, I was even looking to the after plan. Like, let me just finish this and then we'll meet up after.
I'm calling my friends. Guys, I just need to... I'm 10 minutes in.
I think mine would be intentionality. I think in the beginning, for most... Okay, let me not say, I'm not speaking for all men, for the comment, crucify me. But ideally, it starts with like a lot of intention. And then towards the end, it phases out where it feels like I am the one who has to be like, when am I
keeping the wheels?
Tiring. I'm getting tired. So, I think the intentionality just phased out. And it was more of, okay, let me just see you since you may insist.
Also, I think mine I would add is, he could not keep up with the lies anymore. So now he's just being honest and I'm just like, how the hell was I attracted?
What do I do now?
what led me here? So that's one of the things.
Sharon?
Suffered.
I think I'm with Steph. Like in the beginning, it was a lot more intentional. And then by the end, it was just like,
if you say so. If you want to.
Triggering.
So
how long does it take for that first date feeling to fade? And why?
I think once you get comfortable with someone, especially if they don't keep up with the same intentionality as you said, it can fade out really quickly as fast as they stop being intentional. Because
the first date, they
usually on their toes with the flowers, with everything, and then
trying to woo you.
And then they can stop by the second date, you know? And they're just like, now that I have trapped her, I don't have to do anything else. Yeah, so
the chase is over.
It just depends.
Yeah. We're piggybacking on that answer.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Immediately you clock the if you want to.
You're done.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Over to you, Sharon.
Okay, so... Hey. So long.
Multiple choice.
Yeah. Physically, what do you look for most in a first date? A, smell good.
Tick.
B, dress good.
Tick.
Good posture.
Tick.
Manicured fingernails. Yeah, they
just can
do that.
Yeah,
just
you
clean.
Know.
Clean.
Yeah.
Good dental features.
Mm, that's me.
She's like, beautiful eyes.
Mm. Check.
Height, yes, for me.
Okay.
Mm. Body structure and build. I don't really care. Yeah.
Can we clarify the body structure and build?
Like,
is it like a chubby? Skinny? Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. According to your preference.
Yeah. Hair and style.
Yeah.
So you guys, body structure, no.
Is no.
Chunky, skinny.
It's whatever.
Ben was skinny as hell when we met.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And I still stuck by him.
I'm a stick beside him.
Be like, this is your man.
Yeah.
Look at the screen.
Yeah, that's mine. Yeah.
That was me.
No.
Yeah, so. No. Yeah.
Yeah, same for me.
I think
everything.
I mean,
as long as
I
don't
checks.
Have a kitambi.
Really?
Everything else, I'm okay. You like a kitambi?
I like a little bit of.
Yeah, I like a little bit of.
A little bit of chunky.
So even like Ben is so annoying in the gym. Like. Just keep it kidogo.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everything on that list checks for me,
checks
to be
for
very
you.
Honest.
Care and style?
I do care. I like a well-kept man.
Like baldies?
So are we talking bald, dread, what is it? Dread head.
I don't really care.
I mean, just
color.
Like, just
dye.
Make it.
Just make it. Just be neat.
Just so be neat.
He
yeah,
shows
yeah,
up
exactly.
Red head.
I like a nice buzz cut. That's
a red dye friend.
What about rugged looking men? You know, the ones like with their locks up
the
in a messy
band. The last time
I
did that, my brother told me, date better men. And he's younger than me, so.
He said, choose better.
Choose better.
I'm trying to think. Because I feel like, I mean, Kagwe had dreads. He just cut them off recently. Mm. So when I met him, he did have dreads. And
styled them well?
Yeah, but they were styled well.
Okay.
Mm. And they weren't like Jay-Z dreads.
You know, the little ones.
Like, the ones that are like.
I feel like dreads either like
spiky.
Chunky no. And like Jay-Z ones or like skinny. So, yeah.
With a bit of height.
Something. Yeah.
I mean, no one has spiky hair.
I think the one thing that I really, really look at is the beard.
Beard.
Oh,
you just
beard.
You just have to have it.
No beard.
So are we saying
no story?
Goatee, mustache.
No,
yeah.
Like, thing is, I like a nice goatee.
Goatee.
Yeah. Okay. I really like a nice goatee. I'm not too keen on it. So it's about Unicorn Market.
Describe him.
Describing my man.
That's
my
your
man.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Say it.
So a nice beard, well kept. Also, not. It's here. Then it's here. Then it's not.
Yeah.
Try.
Jaribu.
Yeah.
So I think the one thing that I look at is a beard. Mm-hmm. And I love a nice buzz cut. I don't know what that does to me, but that's the one. But if you're bald, have the beard. You okay. Just can be strong.
Oh, yeah. You can't just be like,
like,
go like girl,
yeah, no, baby.
Okay,
no, no.
Okay, child.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I love a good beard as
yeah,
well.
Good.
Oof, yeah,
nice.
Not a goatee. I want a full beard. Like,
beard. Full thing. Full experience.
Yeah, not that one kaline. Because of that one kaline. No.
Not shaking.
No. Ooh, I'm
this
like,
is not
no.
Targeted towards any individual
no.
Specific.
I want to know in the comment section for you guys what matters the most on your first day. Like for me, it's like actually how you smell and how you look.
Yes,
I'm those two things.
Sense. But the way I was saying Dior Sauvage and Chanel.
If you come with that, no.
Don't hit Timbaland.
I end in Mali.
No.
I'm just like, that's one. No, no,
yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
All right, for next question.
I don't think I picked one, actually. Yeah.
No, wait, it's Joanne, I think. Amma?
Yeah,
Joanne, have
me,
you?
It's me, it's me.
This is past my old Steph. One.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, let me pick one.
That's a good one. What do you hope to see the most from your dates? A, respect, confidence, sense of humor, listening skills, and you can add to the list what you'd like to see on a first date.
Sense of humor.
Yeah, we can
we know.
Yeah, like we can't just come here to look at each other.
Yeah,
we must laugh a little bit.
Agreed.
What else? What
was there's respect, confidence, sense of humor, listening skills, and you can add more to the list.
Confidence.
Confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like towards a shy person.
Do you guys get irritated? Okay. Get really irritated. Okay, not irritated, but let's say, thrown off when they say, I felt intimidated by you.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I don't like it
at all.
I'm always curious why. I don't think I would be completely thrown off. I mean, I get it. Listen, it's me.
You know, but then it's like, don't you believe in yourself? Don't you believe you should be here with me? That's the kind of question I'd ask. Because now, like, I don't deserve you. Dog, you must not.
Do you think it's a dig at their confidence? Like it shows they're not confident enough?
Yes, okay. It does. And that means you might feel intimidated when, let's say, we're out in public and someone boldly approaches me. You might also feel intimidated by that.
And also knowing your line of work. All of us. Yeah.
If you can't handle a baddie, don't date a baddie.
People like, talk about it.
That's that on a t-shirt.
Like, yeah.
Quote by Sharon.
Don't run to me because I'm a baddie and then you're intimidated by my badiness, like you came to me because I'm a baddie. It's not making sense. The math is not mathing. Sorry,
it's
not
giving.
Bye.
Anything else? Listening skills is also important. I don't want to hear all about you, like at least, especially for someone like me, I tend to listen a lot more than I share, so I would want someone to also try to listen to me as well.
But also, on the listening skills, subsequently. After the date, when it's like, oh, you said this and I got you. Oh, mashallah.
I love mashallah. Great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Respect for me would be the biggest thing, especially how you treat people serving us.
I was going to say respect for others
God,
as well.
I hate people who are rude. What is up with that? Sense of humor, of course. Everything on this list, to be very honest. But I think respect is on which tops it the most. And chivalry. I just need you to open my door. Or just
the seat, pull the seat.
Pull the seat. If you don't do that, man. Oh God.
I'm with a deep Kikuyu, man. Like, that's what you do it for yourself.
I usually stay away from Kalembe because they would never.
Be my man from Moranga. No.
You mentioned something about the treating of... service attendants.
Yes.
And now this is a bit of a tangent, but we were talking once and you said how, I don't know if it was you or particularly shooting an episode and was saying an ick is when they can't get the attention of me.
Dog, they're not seeing you.
Oh, yeah, men have a hard time.
Men have a hard time. That is actually a serious ick for me.
Men have a hard time, guys.
The tiniest thing will just put you off. You're like, actually, no.
Someone said that when they're running after a ball, that was a fight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, like if something falls. Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to do like a little
jog.
Or even the one for crossing the road.
Oh, no.
Can you stop your car? Why are you doing the little jog? That's a whole other.
We need to have this episode on the den because I need to hear men's perspective on how they view us.
Okay. So if you have heard of the Netflix rom-com To All the Boys I've Loved Before, now fill in the following with regard to your dates. For all the first dates I have been on, ...
I'm glad I got a husband from one of them.
Oh, love that for you.
God.
I'm
glad
your child is coming before you.
Just say.
Go next. As I think.
I'd say I've met some of the most amazing people. My experience has been really good.
I mean, my cocky self would say you're welcome.
Real. You are honored to be in my presence.
I think it's similar to yours. Like, I'm glad we... We acquainted, we met.
And even if we didn't get it anywhere, at least, at the very least, I've met really good people.
Okay. So, I have a friends.
Girl. It's come to you.
I'm a different person now. Like, I always sometimes look back at the people who have met me prior to the woman that I am now, that I'm becoming. I wonder what is their POV of me and with the information they have then.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever reached out like that before and they say, I love the woman you're becoming?
Maybe not in the context of a romantic relationship, but platonic has happened. And I'm like, interesting.
My favorite one has been, I love your growth. Like, I can see it. Like, from when we were together and even we had our date and the person you're becoming. And there's also one who's told me, I don't think I am in the same level as you. I cannot even dare ask you. I said, woo.
Period.
And I will find her. That was, it boosted my ego real good.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Same.
Like,
okay.
You're welcome.
All right. And what do you think is the worst first date experience? A, being stood up. B, lack of chemistry. C, awkward silence. D, rudeness. Or E, orders a meal for you.
Rudeness.
Is there no option like F? All of them are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Pink stood up.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. Hey, I would block you. Yeah. Lack of chemistry. Yeah, that's
definitely.
Not.
Yeah. Awkward silence. Awkward. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You know, I actually don't mind someone ordering a meal for me because I'm very indecisive when it comes to food.
Okay.
Mm. So
okay.
I'm just like, okay, he maybe take just ask me what. Yeah. Do that. Handle that. And first, when you give me suggestions, I'm like,
yes.
A man leading. Yeah. You're leading. Yeah. So but I don't mind that.
Have you seen that TikTok for the guy orders and he's like, and she'll have a salad. And she's like, no. Actually, I'll have
it's a part in white cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll get me riled up. It depends,
she'll
though.
Have a salad.
Like, if you can see me willing to order for myself, if I don't ask for your help, don't do it.
Yeah.
I'll actually call you out on that. I'm like, why are you doing that? Don't you think I have a brain? Can't I speak?
So all the above.
Okay, so
over to you, Miss.
What is the most exciting thing about a first date?
Oh, the getting ready.
Yes, the FaceTime with your friends.
Yeah,
how to do that outfit, and then sending them your makeup
and what they do there.
That's the best part. It's like us getting ready together.
Yeah,
we've stalked him. Yeah. We've gone through his Instagram. Yeah, like you know everything.
Yeah, now, his LinkedIn, his Twitter, everything. His likes. We're armed to the know.
Yeah,
we're discussing
like potential things that could happen.
I love
that's
that.
The best
that's
part
actually
for
the
me.
Best part. Yeah. I look forward to having the first conversation in person with the person. It's such an exciting feeling, especially let's say if I've not met you before. And just to see how you act around me. I like seeing if you're gonna be confident, if you're going to be fidgeting. I like that. I don't know what it just makes me happy.
Mine is so vain though. Mine is vain because I want to wear heels. I mean, I like heels.
Yeah.
I'm a heels girl. So when I come say hi, where are we? Is it like this? Yeah. And because I wear the 6-inch platforms.
So that we can see for ourselves.
Yeah.
Dressing up.
Choosing the outfit, the playlist. I like playing some vodka before. So I go
the makeup,
being a lover
everything.
Girl.
I love it. Yeah.
When I love a
everything.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right. Over to you.
Oh. Perfect. Does it impress you if your partner spends a lot of money on the first date?
I think when I was young, maybe. Now, I don't think. If I was dating now, it wouldn't like
do anything.
Yeah. Especially, I think now that because I'm assuming now if I was dating now, I would be dating someone like maybe we're in the same kind of range in terms of earning and everything. So it wouldn't really faze me how much you spend on the first date.
Yeah, it really wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, sawa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is if you know. That is if you're in the know of how much was spent.
Yeah. First of all, I don't want to know.
Okay.
I prefer not knowing.
I
will not even
also,
look at that chair.
What if he picks a cheap date? Like, movies are not so expensive.
Yeah, can but you for gauge? A first date.
Like if he finds like maybe if you're an activity kind of person, so he finds some activity that you guys can do together.
I am an activity person, but not
after
first date.
First date it's strictly dinner.
We have to talk.
We have to go sit.
It's different.
Yeah, are we okay back there?
We have to go sit and talk. Yeah.
Even me, I've become an activities person, but if you tell me we are going on
after first date,
we're not doing that.
Not
to
play.
Actually, not a hike.
Yeah.
Not
after a hike. Rock climbing.
You want to kill me? No. Yes. No.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like it depends what is his intention behind spending a lot of money.
Is it
like,
sure?
Is it to show off? Is it, you know, because a lot of men think that. Because they've been told that they're providers, that they have to show that to us because that's what we're attracted to. And for a lot of women these days, we're just like, okay, cool, you have money, I have money too. But then, like, it's what is the intention? Are you doing it because you want to spoil me? Or are you doing it because you're trying to, like, you know, put, like, a certain...
Facade.
Yeah, facade. Like, yeah, I got
and
money.
Also, you know, you have to keep up with it. Whatever you have to maintain, you have to keep up with it. So if you're just doing it to show off, I'm sorry, you have to continue showing off.
Yeah.
Because the minute you slack,
it's not okay.
It would impress me when it comes to I love wine so much. I'm a deep believer in wines. And let's say we're out for dinner and you want to order for cousins for me.
Fourth Street.
No offense to those wines. I drink them myself. You need to
It's a but not you, by me.
Not you. I buy for myself.
For myself. For myself. Fine.
Yeah. For cousins, it's just chili.
All of a sudden, thrown in the mud. So some things would impress me, even with your knowledge of finer things in life. That is the kind of thing that would impress me. But if you want to throw Moët on my face, I don't think I would not be bothered by it. Yeah, I would not, I really wouldn't care for it. But if it's it's a finer thing, and then and for sure it actually matches the price, I would be impressed.
Have you ever had guys who tried to impress you, like with money?
Always.
Oh, we know what time you mean. Love that for you, sister.
Are you able to catch, like, you're putting up a facade?
You can be able to tell with the conversations that they would have, and even them making sure you know that you're very aware of it, or even trying to... the funniest experience were those ones for jobs and telling me,
this is my job.
And you know, I've been earning. You
start my titles.
My titles and whatnot. Yeah, that's very icky.
Yeah, I switch off. My mind is
quick. There's one time someone told me, Google me. I said,
security escort this man outside.
They told you to Google me.
So I was asking him, like, what do you do? And of course, first date shenanigans, so I need pre-installed information. So I asked him, he told me what he does and he told me the company. He told me, just Google me. I said, what?
Sweetheart, no.
Security.
I mean, we said earlier, Google us. But
scratch that.
Don't say to the person.
And it's not like I hadn't. Yeah. I had done it, of course, because if I'm going on a date with you, of course I know.
Background check. I know something about you.
Although I think preparing yourself for a date, that's what we do. So he told me, Google me, and I said,
Well, so what was your response? Was it just crickets after that?
I told him I did.
Oh. And what was his response to that?
You see? I was like, yeah, I know what you do. That's why
Never calling you, never texting you again.
That's why I'm here. I mean, I would not be going out with just anyone. I know what you do. That's why I'm here. The man was like, oh, okay. And then the conversation could not lead more, because I wanted to know what exactly he does. Because it was something very techie. And I'm not, I'm a tech girl, but not.
He's a tech bro.
My skin.
That.
You have to shame for that.
God. So he was, because it was something in fintech, and I don't understand fintech very well. So he was explaining it. I wanted him to explain more what he does. Yeah. And then all I got was
Google me.
I was like, my nigga, I did. So it was just. Well, anyway, I looked at his worth.
It is what it is. Have we done your question?
I haven't even picked.
Let's answer this one, then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Given your previous relationships, is there anything you could have picked from your partner on the first date that could have resulted to the termination of that relationship? Red flags that maybe you saw and you saw the red flags, but you ignored them.
He lied about it, I think he did, actually and he put me in a situation that I was, if he would have told me the truth, I would not have accepted to be in that situation. You know, just not being honest with me, and it led I found out later, when I've already caught feelings, and I'm just like, okay, why didn't you let me know about this situation before, so that I can choose whether I'm going to move on with this situation or not?
You need a hug, friend.
Looking at you, like,
musky.
But I relate. Like, mine is exactly the same.
Liar.
Like, I was lied to for.
And then, you know, they keep up. That's like, what I was saying. You could not keep up with the lies. Now they're just coming out,
and you're like.
But I have a question.
sorry, on the lies. Are we talking a white lie or this an extremity to a lie?
Even a white lie
can hurt. Because, you know, okay. I can tell you, okay, but which white lie? It's like I'm 5 minutes away and I'm not. And maybe I was supposed to have a meeting and you've ruined that for me. It could also affect you in extreme ways, you know. So it was, but mine was a deep lie. It was, of course, involving someone else.
Same.
Oh, man.
Been there.
The ladies on this side on the couch.
Been there. Been there. I think for me, it's actually the boy's a liar. And for me, he would lie about where he lives. So he said, Karen. He lives in Karen. And so I hopped on a mat. I was like 18. I was young. I was fresh. I was green. So I'm hopping onto a matatu. So I'm wondering, like, mbona si stage ya Karen? Mbona naambia niendele? Because I went all the way to Vet. That's Ngong. 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 So he's like, their house in Karen is undergoing refurbishment. And like, so they moved into a... they moved into a car house in Ngong. Turns out... they never been to Karen. They've never lived there.
There's no refurbishing.
There was no home in no Karen. No home. That's not there. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always been gone.
Yeah.
Such an ache.
Men should have picked it. Yeah. I mean, those lies are just insane.
Yeah.
Just stop lying.
Yeah. But like beyond the first date, I feel like as women, we always know, like at least even in the first month, that this guy, imagine it's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. But then like, I don't know why we insist, why we force.
Like, hopefully, the benefit of doubt. Because we were not even in a relationship, it was a situationship. And someone was asking, like, would you guys ever get into a relationship? And I was like, hell no. Why would you even say that? Mm-hmm. And then they were like, okay, then why are you still sticking around? I'm like, I'm having fun. So, you know, I definitely knew this is not someone I would consider a partner.
Yeah.
Like, okay, a boyfriend, let's say that. But I was just sticking around just because. But I knew for sure that was not going to be... It was not it. And so, if someone would mention it, I would lose my mind. I'm like, why would you disrespect me like that?
Why would you say that about me?
No, why would you say that?
What was
the reason?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like I've also had that, like, gut instinct feeling, like, from very early on. That, hey, this guy, like, there's just something about him. But then I just, like, stuck around and ended up sticking around for 5 years. So, like...
Hey. 5 years is a long time to stick around.
Like, sticking around.
I was. And, like, even then, I still knew it was bad for me. But, like, I was just there, like, trauma bonded.
Truly, girls are just delulu. We are just delulu.
Yeah, I was just like, maybe he'll change.
So you keep on like dating this version in your head. And not
maybe not change.
Yeah. From 100 to 0. Yeah.
Not change,
if someone shows you who they are, just believe them.
I think for me it would always, because I'm always giving people the benefits of doubt, I'm like, yeah, maybe
there's always a reason why they justify
it. So it's always I'm giving them a benefit of doubt, but simultaneously waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm like, okay, if it's too good, like, now if it's too good, I'm like,
get ready. something coming.
The most embarrassing thing that has happened to you or your partner on a first date.
Embarrassing.
I don't know if I can remember. You're not embarrassed. Give me the ick. Maybe I'd even delete it from my memory.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't know.
You shall
just forget.
I forgot.
Okay, but I don't know if this was... No, but it wasn't really a first date. But it has happened where my... Unfortunately, my heel... it broke. Came undone.
Hey, guys.
Like the heel broke.
Walking.
So I went to sit, and when I sat, the heel came apart from the shoe. And then this idea gets funnier. he called the... It's actually my current partner, so I can share this story.
So good story.
But it was funny because he gave the... He called like one of the service attendants. And I don't even know why he did it. I was like, it's fine.
I'll find that way.
Yeah, it's fine. He's like, no. Maybe they have something in the kitchen. So in the kitchen. I cannot see you, friends. The waiter was carrying the
heel,
the tray, and my heel on just walking around.
And then your foot was just hanging.
And my foot was just there. And we just sat there, and he's like, you don't worry about it. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, everybody has stopped eating.
They're looking at you.
They're looking at
everybody
your
knows
heel.
That
your heel broke.
And then to make it worse, there was nothing in the kitchen. So he walked back. He was like, madama kunat kiti.
Shika.
So that was embarrassing at least for me. It wasn't our first date, but I remember I was like, oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's actually insane. I would have cried.
Wait, so how did what happened to the shoe?
We were Ubering back. Okay. So the Uber was packed immediately. I literally perfect. Did hop skip in into in, the
into
car.
The Uber. Okay.
Yeah, with my heel
in hand.
Yeah.
I would cry.
Yeah, I would cry all the way home.
And it took me back home.
You know that meme for the dog which is you lying on the window like this crying?
Yeah.
That would have been me.
He was yeah. like, it's okay.
Take me back home.
Excuse. So let me solve this. That would make me happy though, because he made you feel comfortable about
yeah.
the situation.
Yeah.
But honestly, I felt like everybody in that sitting area knew for a fact. Mm.
Did it worry you? Like, what is he thinking of me in this situation?
It did, of course. Because I looked old. I was dressed to the nines, and then my shoe. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was embarrassing, at least for me.
Anything embarrassing?
Actually,
me
no.
and Nana can remember. Sorry,
guys.
10
people
years
don't
ago.
Embarrass themselves.
That's my caveat.
Of us. Yeah. I don't think there's any for me. Yeah, none of that.
Go, Sharon.
This is cute. Mm-hmm. What do you think it would take to recreate that first date feeling with your partner on every date?
Crazy single.
Can't relate to that question. What would it take to
recreate that first date feeling with your partner on every date?
I think intentionality. And we're both trying to get back there.
What was your first date with Ben? I don't know if you've ever told us.
We're getting exclusive.
Pass. I'd like to pass this question.
What do you mean? Like,
our relationship, the beginning of our relationship is a bit complex to the human ear.
Mm. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we've had.
I feel that. I feel okay.
Yeah.
I hear so you. I get it.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Thank you.
Okay.
You feel seen?
Yeah.
Steph? Start with what was your first date, so we know what you're recreating.
Yeah.
I think it was Two Rivers. They had just launched the Ferris wheel.
Mm. Oh, cute.
Yeah. So we had a dinner before.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then we went to the Ferris wheel. So to recreate that, I don't know.
The feeling.
The feeling.
Oh my God, to recreate that. Now, I think it would be difficult now having already known the person. You know, now when I went in, they was like, okay, now I'm getting to know you. But now with what I know, I'm trying to see how best to answer that
question. Get that feeling.
Without the bias of the knowledge I already have.
Mm.
So just let me sit on it. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Well. Okay. For me, what was our first date? I mean, it wasn't such a long time ago. I do remember. We went to Sierra
have really nice
dinner.
Butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really but nice I was just butter. Like, I can't have a burger on the first date. It's so messy. But you I really wanted you? A burger. I had a salad.
Oh, girl.
I failed the girls. I had a salad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't even great. But anyways, I had the salad.
Sierra is for burgers. Yeah. Sierra burgers.
Also, maybe I was so nervous. Like, I couldn't, properly eat a meal. So I was like, let me just have something light. Yeah. Anyways, we went to Sierra. It was great. We got there late. So they were kind of, closing up. There weren't that many people. And he was just like, I told them to, lock off the restaurant for us.
Oh.
Blah, blah. Like, he's very charming. I mean, he knows what to say. I mean, it was a lie, but I knew it was a lie.
Thank you for saying that,
but I know you're lying.
Yeah.
And he was just really charming, even with the waiters. The waiters were laughing. They're cracking up. Every time,
I love that.
They're looking forward to serve us and come to our table, which was really nice. So he says that he likes to treat first dates as interviews. So he's like, I'm trying to see if you're going to progress to the second stage of the interview process.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions were hitting me, and I was like, imagine, I like it because usually I'm the one putting the men on the spot. So I like to also
be put on the spot
to have questions that I'm thinking about deeply. And we just had really great conversation. I mean, fair enough, we weren't particularly strangers. We knew each other. We had known each other for a couple of years. So the banter was already there. The conversation was there. It was flowing. And we ended up staying to, like, the entire time Sierra was closing. We were the last people. They were like, okay, guys, we gotta go. Yeah, like, the waiters have changed out of their waiter, like,
into uniform.
Mm. Yeah, so they're just, like, standing, like, looking at us.
And you're
like,
standing in between them home? And their family.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I guess, I mean, we have to go. The people need to go home.
Yeah.
So he was just like, yeah, like, I'm not, like, ready to let you go yet. Can we go somewhere else? I was like, yeah, sure, let's
I
go.
Love that.
Yeah, aww. Like, cause like the conversation was still so great. So we went to Social House. Then he was just like, and I've said this in like an Instagram video. So he was like, I saw this thing on TikTok where if you lie that it's your birthday or you're celebrating something, they'll give you free dessert. So I was just like, oh, really? Let's try. So he told the waiter, he's like, yeah, so.
Now you know.
He was like, yeah, so me and my babe here, we just got engaged. And we, you know, she doesn't drink, as you can see. Like, what can you give us to celebrate this moment? So the waiter was really nice. He was like, oh, my God, congratulations. So he goes, he comes back with like a cake and thing that says congratulations and all of that. Yeah, so he's recording me. He's like, oh, babe, can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, this man is like charming the socks out of me.
Yeah.
So me, I'm just there. I'm giggling, just like having like a great time. I'm red. I was having the best time, honestly.
Mm.
Then, yeah, we ended up staying there again till like Social House were like, okay, guys, we
it's natural. After a while, they need to go.
Yeah, we also need to go. Yeah, then now he ended up like dropping me home. But like, I still felt like I still want to like stay
spend
with him
more time
and like talk to him and whatever. So it was just a really great first date feeling. And then, so since then, like, he kept calling me fiancé because like we were engaged like on the date. So he called me, he's like, hi, fiancé, blah, blah, whatever.
Scutting.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Charmer.
So, I'm an old Joanne. So to recreate that first date feeling, I mean, it's just the intentionality you're saying, because everything that he did leading up to like that date, like making those plans.
It was intentional.
And like everywhere we went, he was very intentional. Even the conversations we were having were very intentional as well. Like we shared, we opened up, we were vulnerable and all of these things. So yeah, I think that would be
intentional. Yeah. Yeah.
Intentional. Yeah.
How do you top that? Guys, well, how do you top that?
Well,
yeah. I mean, Barak said, give us a story. Sorry. Like, I mean,
okay, let me take one for the team.
Yeah. I mean, first day that I've really loved in my few first dates, but I have a problem. I have been dating people who don't live in the country, so they do be leaving as soon as we're done with the first date. So, the most recent one that I really loved, we went for dinner. I've forgotten the name of the restaurant. No. And I got there a bit late. He was done with his meeting before me. Charming guy in a that suit was the most beautiful suit I've ever seen in my life.
Speak to
my
me.
My man. He had the most beautiful suit I've ever seen in my life. It was, you know, it's not the regular color that you'd see someone in. It was creamish, very nice. It looked really good. And he was very charming, not only to me, but also the waiters. I love that so much. So he's making the waiter laugh so much. And then I was so confused with what I wanted to eat because I was from a work event. And he took over, like, okay, what do you feel like eating? So just straight off the bat, I said, I feel like salmon, maybe fish, something like that. He's like, okay, we have these three options. And the other thing that he said was, if you want something, you can tell me to order so that you can have it also if you're confused between the two. That,
love that.
Won my heart. So, I was like, so when are we getting married?
So where is he? What happened?
He left the country.
Oh, my
God.
You are rooting for you.
She said, I miss you.
Yeah, so he left the country, but just that feeling.
Oh, that's so cute.
I think that was the cute, just making sure that I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Taking care of.
Also, the wine he ordered was really good. So he asked me, he drinks white wine and also cognac. So he wanted to have cognac that night. I was like, I really don't want to have something brown or heavy tonight. So it's like, okay, fine. Just get the bottle of wine that you'd like. Starts googling wines for me and showing me and giving me the reviews and
taking
me,
care of you.
Literally, so, yeah.
I think the pending question is, which flight are we booking for you?
I need to confirm which part of this mm-hmm. universe is Ooh. In, but
okay.
yes.
Yeah, okay, okay. We'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Only here on the joyride.
If you ever watch this.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, so just that intentionality of making sure that I'm taken care of and just making sure that I'm happy throughout the night. He was constantly checking in on me, like, are you comfortable? Mm. Are you good? I don't want to make you feel some type of way. Even with the questions and the conversations we were having, he was constantly making sure that I'm okay talking about it. Mm. Like, are you comfortable talking about this? Are you comfortable with this, this, and this? And off the bat, he was very honest about some things. And mm-hmm. he would follow up with proof, his proof of... His proof wow. of, I love that because sometimes again, I really have a big problem with people who lie, mm. even if it's just something small,
yeah.
takes me up the wrongest way. So he was very intentional about being very honest with me and making sure that I had a good time. So same thing, tulifukuzwa
yeah.
sile tulabwa, wrap up.
Intimidation.
Yeah. So we had to go somewhere else, of course, went out. I've forgotten which, it was a cocktail bar that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And just, again, having a good time. And it's not easy for me to, like, want to stick with someone after work, where some place I've been socializing. I get drained so fast. So for me to be able to spend time with you till literally 5 a.m., I was like, okay.
That is a good man.
That's a man.
My attention. Yeah.
But then there's also been so many others, but I think that one would top my list in the few months that, So yeah, just being very intentional.
Oh, that's good.
I think the point here is that we don't like nonchalant men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try.
Like, we need
chalant, please.
Chalant your give us effort, this life. Give us energy, give us, like, show us you care. Like, me, nonchalant men who are just like, we can go anywhere, we can do whatever
what do
you want.
Try.
No, if you want to impress me, like, was effort. So,
yeah, make effort.
He was new in the fairly new in the country, and he had a list of restaurants because he asked me, what do you like to eat? And then he gave me a list. He's like, okay, which one would you like to try? I know you've lived here, but maybe there's one place that you like and you'd like to go back to. That really impressed me. He didn't tell me, so I want to try this. No, he was just very intentional.
Intentional.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Give us the shalom.
I miss you. Yeah.
All right. Do you kiss somebody goodbye on a first date?
If I like you. This one I did.
Depends I liked how it went.
Depends on how it went.
It went, yeah. If it's bad.
Yeah. But also some just depends on how it went. The good vibes are there. I will kiss you. If they're not, I will not.
Nice. It's highly dependent on that evening.
Yeah.
Mm. Also how you smell. If you smell really good, I'm going to be there.
Well, then how you look.
Smothering.
Over there like, hey. So do you think a first date outfit communicates anything to your partner or dates?
I think it does.
Yeah.
100%.
We're women.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
I feel like you communicate even before you say
confidence. You want to communicate confidence.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I feel hot. Like
feminine.
I feel
feminine.
Like,
oh, I want to be my feminine.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Someone even said, again, not someone TikTok.
I read somewhere.
They were saying that before they go out on dates, they usually wear the best lingerie. Not only for them, not only with the, not for the hopes of them doing something.
It's for you.
It's for you because you look sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course. So it does. And then the next one is, what's your go-to outfit for first dates?
I'm not a heels girl, but I'd put on heels for a first date.
What heels are we talking? How high? You know, 6 inch.
Not kitten. Not 6 inch.
Do yours.
Not kitten. Somewhere. A comfortable heel for me. I want to feel comfortable.
Definitely a stiletto. 4 inches for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going high.
You're 6. Going,
yeah.
The
height thing. Yeah.
I'm platform.
We have to.
I'm a tall girl, so 4 inches does it for me. Yeah. It elevates me to like 6 feet. So I'm good.
Okay.
And outfit. So would you wear pants, a dress?
Oh, I love a good like silk or is it satin? The slip dress. A really nice one.
That's cute for first date.
Then you compare it with a cute blazer.
Yeah.
You know, and then you rush up the stairs. I'm giving the sisters here tips for free.
Give them. One thing I usually make sure I do, like for a first date, I'm always in black so that I can put on red lipstick. I don't know what, there's just something about red lips.
It's like default.
Okay.
Ruby Woo, Mac, Fenty, Uncensored, I'm ready. I'm just, the baddest bitch is out.
Yeah.
So bring your baddest bitch out. That's me. Yeah. So I usually make sure I have, I'm in black and red lipstick.
Okay.
Outfit.
Men would probably be neutrals.
Yeah.
I'll stick to neutrals from face to outfit.
Clothes down.
Yeah.
But eyeshadow for sure are very neutral. And oh, that's the next one. Go to makeup look.
Yeah. Mm. I'll stick to neutrals. Maybe neutral. I'll do a bold lip.
Yeah.
But at least my face and outfit is neutral.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking to the golds and the browns and the nudes.
Me too. Neutrals. Neutrals. Yeah, 100%.
Neutrals for me as well. Probably black outfit as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neutrals.
Yeah. We are so amazing. Outfits.
We're such girly girls.
Do you get your hair done for your first date?
My hair is always done.
Same.
Again, we are women.
Late, crusty. Yeah.
We are women. We are always doing it.
Yeah. We are always ready for that date.
Always ready. True. Just call me. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm
ready. You want to go when tonight?
I'm ready.
What time, location? There. Yeah. So I think for all of us, everything is just, But makeup look, what did you do? Bold lip?
No, I don't wear lipstick.
Neutrals.
Neutral.
Gloss.
I'm a gloss babe.
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
I know sometimes I usually do gloss if I know I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah.
Just that strategy.
Strategy. I have to be I have to be very calculated.
She's plotting in the mirror.
No, for sure. Sometimes I just know this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chuming. We're going to be chuming tonight.
We're down to our last two questions, right?
Yeah.
So Sharon and Steph.
Okay.
So go with Sharon.
In your experience, what is the best places in Nairobi for first dates? What are the best places in Nairobi for a first date?
Ooh, let me.
I like Jiko.
Jiko.
The tribe. It's always, especially on a weekday, friends, it's empty.
There's no one. It's quiet.
I've only been
terrible
on a week,
experience there.
Weekend.
Oh, yeah, on a weekday, like let's say like a Wednesday evening.
Amazing. I love Aviary. Cocktail bar, very nice. And first dates, if you want to let loose and just be free, Aviary is really, really pretty. If you go again on a weekday, amazing. There's literally no one there. Also, Sankara, there's a bar somewhere
rooftop.
There. Leave the rooptop.
The Nini one.
The Apportuni. There's just like a nice cocktail bar also there. Amazing for first dates.
I like About Time. In the evening. In the evening.
With the little lantern.
It's so at romantic. Night. It has to be at night.
That's when I love it, like if I'm about to fall in love with
you.
Let's go.
Now you see why it's my favorite restaurant.
And all the sisters will be there.
About Time is beautiful. And their food is
it's
also
amazing.
I recently went to Ate.
Eight Ate. Yeah.
I was told it's Ate. It's Ate.
Yeah.
I went there recently and I was like, this is such a nice place for a first date, especially upstairs.
Upstairs. And also outside.
Yeah, especially at night, they put the free lights on and it's so cute.
And then they come and they light the candle. Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Or even during the day, like when it's a nice sunny day, you sit in the garden.
Amazing.
Good for brunch.
Yeah.
Another nice place is Slate. Yeah. I love Slate so much. We'll unpack, but I love it. there's just something about
Is there
it.
A bat?
There's a bat, of course.
Okay.
There's just something they mess up kidogo, but I love it for not heavy meals. Don't go expecting to eat heavy.
Yeah.
Have a nice chill.
But you'll get something.
Also, there's this place on Ngong Road, the Italian one.
Matteo's.
Leave that one. The other one,
La Salumeria.
No.
That's a good one also.
I love La Salumeria.
The one
that's
on
a very good
it's
one.
Called La Something. Is it La Something?
I believe so. It should be La Something.
Don't worry.
It's
I know what she's talking
that's
about.
Greenhouse Mall. It's on Greenhouse
Mall. Oh, the one upstairs.
Yeah, that's right. They have
it's
a
called
really,
La Something.
They have a really beautiful
it's
wine
Italian,
selection.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's if you're a wine lover like me, you'd really enjoy that.
Okay. Yeah. I've actually been on a first date there.
Really?
Yeah, it did not end well.
And you're not going back there for
my
first date.
My last date was there. I was like, you're a liar, but thank you.
For this place.
Thank you for plugging
me. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I
thank
also like a Smara.
The Karen one?
The Karen one.
Okay.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
I want to give them another one, but I want to keep it so bad. If you love sushi, Haru, it's good.
Where is it?
Karen.
Oh, okay.
Don't go, please.
Yeah.
You'll find so many of people there.
Don't you put me on. Okay, I'm just joking, but it's a really beautiful place.
Yeah, I hope the men watch this so that they can get this
the
idea for restaurants.
Yeah.
My brother is always texting me, like, give me locations to take this one for it.
Y'all should try that La Salumeria. Thanks
La Salumeria. great. Like, the vibes are so cute. Nice. The food is amazing. It's Italian.
When I go to my night, it's very good.
Especially at night, it's more of a dinner vibe.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Gorgeous. Very good.
I'll put them on. I'll tell them I've heard of this place.
Yeah. Let's go. It's great. Yeah.
All right. Down to our last question.
What is a big red flag on a first date? And please give your experience.
A big the liar, flag. They're lying.
Mm. Unnecessarily lying. Yeah. Like, don't tell me the sky's green.
I think also for me it's time.
Not keeping time.
Oh,
is not
yeah.
Have you ever had like someone show up late?
Ah,
let's not even.
Tell us.
I don't even think it necessarily was our first date, but I'm a big movie girl. Mm. I love the second eye, which is my favorite. Is that. You know, when you walk in the cinema, that's my favorite aisle. And he showed up. So you know how they give you like schedules.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go. I think it was like a 1-3. Mm-hmm. And I sat there waiting. I was already there by 12:30, and he came almost 3 hours later. So we missed that viewing. And we didn't even go for the other one because I was upset. Mm. Yeah,
you're
so
a very
I'm
patient
very,
girl.
Yeah, you waited.
Because we waited for 2 hours.
I really liked the lad.
I'm out. And that is pushing.
Hey. I liked the lad. I really liked him. My skin. Anyways, we moved on to bigger and greater.
Would he do it?
Yeah, tardiness is so general.
Timekeeping. And then, you know, when you're late, you come in a half head. It's just settling.
Yeah.
So time is a big one.
I would get the ick. Sasa unakuja, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Really, no.
Stop it. Stop
it. I think time would be one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, just your body language, mannerisms, your eating.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you the people who like keep the plate? It's like clang clang clang.
Yeah.
You know? Or you?
Oh, no.
Sell, yeah. So those are the things that I'm just like.
I had really forgotten this when we were talking about bad experiences with first dates.
Mm. Yeah.
I had gone out with someone not too far off. I think, I don't remember.
This could probably be last week.
Yeah.
I've even told you this story. I've told you this story before. So I went out to this person and we went to Radisson Upper Hill. And on this specific date, I had asked kindly requested that we don't do anything heavy again. I like my first dates being very light-hearted because if you're a new face, I wouldn't want to overstretch myself, you know. So unless we enjoy ourselves, that's when I'm willing to do it. So we went out to Radisson. This day was a hot day, and I'm a young babe and I'm a hot babe. Mm. So
let the record show.
Let the record show, and it can be proven. Yeah. So I was in shorts this day, and Chop House. It's fine dining, so you have. So I knew for sure, and I've worked with Chop House before. Mm-hmm. So during this date, this guy, I knew we're just going out for cocktails and just, you know, just something relaxing, and he came late. I was just about to leave. Very impatient. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes and that one I'm out and you'll never hear from me again. So at this point I was picking my bag to go pay the bill and I leave. He walks in, he's like, I'm so sorry. I was finding it hard to find parking. I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. You're here at the very least. He starts doing
I'm out.
Boss, kwani huni huni. And he starts being very passive aggressive to the waiter. I was like, okay, fine, that's cool. So he was drinking wine and he wanted a bottle. And he said he couldn't finish the bottle by himself because I was having something completely different and I was not willing to change my mind from
Sharon
that.
Sharon is scratching her head. She's like, where is this going?
This man went ahead and tried being rude to the waiter because the bottle that he wanted was not available.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting upset and worked up about the whole situation. And he starts talking about that thing for throwing things that he does in my face and whatnot and telling me I have the president on speed dial. You know,
is that necessary?
The camera's dead. I'm done.
I thought it was on a reality show.
It really was insane. So he starts throwing things in my face and in my name, like his name and what he does in my face. And I was like, okay, can we move away from that? Like, I'm really not trying to have a conversation around work specifically. And he was just telling me, are you planning? And the one thing that he did that really ticked me off was undermining the thing that I do.
Mm.
I was like, so are you planning on just doing this forever? I was like,
the just.
That's an out.
Where?
It's I'm
the
out.
Subtle just.
No. I'm
and,
out.
And no.
Oh, when they
stuck through the date. I was just there thugging it out, which was wild.
Nope.
Wild business.
No,
so
anyway.
It's
capital N-O.
So he wanted us to go into Chop House and we could not be allowed to because of how I was dressed. And I knew that. I was like, I'm okay with it. We can enter the next restaurant. I've forgotten the name.
Last something. Ladder.
Yeah. I love their food, to be honest. So I was like, okay, we can just go here. I want to eat here. He starts saying, call me your boss. I said, you want to talk to the boss? Yeah, I pay his bills. And at that moment...
He's acting like a Karen.
He was a Karen.
So
but you know, funny two niggas act like that. So.
Okay, makes sense.
I didn't.
It's
know
giving ill.
No, so, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was such a terrible experience for me. I know you might see this. That was terrible.
Anyway,
the attitude plus the hatred. Yeah. Oh Lord,
I think
plus legs. No.
And the judge
immediately no.
I pay his bills. I pay for this. That one ticked me off. Yeah. So Izo not a beer to pendi. Those are the things we really don't like.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you girls have had fun.
So much.
Yeah. There's a last question here, and I'm being told my time is running out.
Okay.
So, if he tells you he has a female best friend on a first date, do you continue to the second date?
Can I meet her? Bring her. Can I meet her?
The pin.
Yeah.
So it's are we coming to the next one or are we not?
Depends.
Ideally, context. Depends. Don't just drop. Yeah, I have a female best friend.
How close? Yeah, okay, best friend is really close though. So, like, what's your situation? I don't think it would make me not show up for the second date.
Yeah, especially if I like you.
Yeah.
And clarity.
But I really would like to meet her.
Yeah, well, relationship, we're talking a different story. But a second date, I don't think
it's really love to meet them. Because sometimes, no offense, I love women. I love you guys so much. But we can get a bit possessive in that best friend concept. And I want to know how
but
you
But I don't
act
blame
towards
us
me.
Because they've not necessarily given good PR, you know, leading up to this female best friend, bestie.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? Me, I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
From your
What do you mean? You know other one? You know other women?
I'm your best friend.
So I would want to meet that best friend. Let's go on a date with that best friend. And can I hook that best friend up with other people? So you can leave my man.
Hello. Also the need for him to have mentioned it.
On a first date, why
is
you telling me about her?
They need also to... Is it that they need their presence?
Is she vetting me?
So I make the
cut. Context for all this is very...
Like everything you say, and then he's like, oh, you know my best friend said blah, blah, blah. You know my best friend. You say, oh, I like this lipstick. My best friend loves that lipstick.
When I catch you, Ricky. I'm
like, sorry.
Go be with her.
You two are in denial.
Yeah, go denial. Yeah, go be with her.
Egypt.
Exactly.
All right, so it's unanimous. We're going for the second date, but we have to meet her.
Yeah.
All right.
Luckily, don't do that to me.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed. It was a fun like conversation.
Yeah.
Petition to have this on the den as well. I would want to hear the men's thoughts. But thank you guys so much for watching. Please do remember to subscribe and follow all these amazing ladies. I will leave their handles in the description box. Until next time, see you guys then.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.